Hey folks, this is Rob from Awakened Voice at awakenedvoice.com, and Happy New Year. I just wanted to talk about a new operating system that I've been playing around with a little bit today, and that's the JolieCloud Netbook operating system, and I have it installed on my Dell Mini 10. And one perspective that I have on it is that I've tried a couple of different flavors of Linux on this netbook. And, you know, Linux is pretty new to me. I found Linux to be a nice operating system. And as somebody like me who's naturally intuitive and a bit of a geek, it's been at times fun. It's sometimes a little bit frustrating trying to learn it. But I was able to upgrade the operating system that was on the netbook to the Jaunty Jackalope version of Ubuntu Linux, which was superior to basically what was on there. But in any case, the original OS that was on the operating system was a netbook-styled operating system, which I liked, but was lacking the latest features. When I moved to Ubuntu Linux, Jaunty Jackalope, well, their netbook OS version of that release really left a lot to be desired. And part of it is compatibility with the video driver on my netbook, which seemed to be a general problem all around. So I couldn't really use the netbook OS. I had to use the basic OS. One of the things that's attractive about the netbook OS is that it is formatted. Basically, it's a netbook friendly formatting where, you know, the icons are big. There's a lot of space given for cloud type applications, and it's just in general very user friendly. Well, this is a problem. This type of, you know, compatibility issue is a problem that JolieCloud has been trying to solve. And I've been keeping an eye on JolieCloud, and I've tried some of the earlier betas of their JolieCloud netbook operating system, which is based on Ubuntu Linux. And the earlier versions that I tried, it really didn't work very well for me. I think they still had problems with the video driver. Performance wasn't very well. So I didn't spend much time with it. Today I downloaded JolieCloud again after getting a notice that it was a pre-beta release had just come out and that they had fixed many, many of the issues with especially my netbook, the Dell Inspiron Mini 10. And so I downloaded it, I tried it off the USB key, the screen looked sharp, so the video drivers seemed to be in place, the performance was good, so I thought, you know, why not just give it a go and replace the whole OS, since I don't really store anything on there that's too critical. So I've done that, and so far I've been very happy. It's a nice sharp interface. It's got good integration with web applications, but it also has the possibility to download various applications, open source office applications, email, things like that, which you can download through the JolieCloud application website, which is basically the hub for installing everything. And it makes it very user-friendly because what you do is you get all of your apps through the JolieCloud interface, and it tells you what's installed. You can install with one click, you can remove with one click. And, basically it's Linux on the back end, but on the front end, it's very user-friendly. And JolieCloud is also, with their software and their website, really trying to build a community around the netbook as well. So I like the idea of being able to pick up, you know, a low-cost computer, you know, sans an operating system, go out, find the best operating system that works for you, throw it on there, and have fun and get done what you need to get done. And JolieCloud really fits the bill. So if you've got a netbook and you're thinking about an upgraded OS from either, you know, Windows XP or regular Linux, think about JolieCloud at jolicloud.com. This has been Rob from Awakened Voice. Check out awakenedvoice.com for more geeky tech netbook stuff.